sky. He winced as the roar of the engines washed over him and seemed to suck out all sound and complexity from the cold mid-morning, leaving a vacuum in the pummeled silence. Maxine, Joe's old Labrador, looked at the sky from her pool of shade next to the pickup. Bud Longbreak Jr. hated silence and filled it immediately. "Damn, I wonder where that plane is headed. It sure is flying low." Then he began to sing, poorly, a Bruce Coburn song from the 80s. "If I had a rocket launcher, I would not hesitate." The airport, Joe thought but didn't say, ignoring Bud Jr. "The plane is headed for the airport." He pulled the strand of wire tight against the post to pound in a staple with the hammer end of his fencing tool. "Bet he's headed for the airport," Bud Jr. said, abruptly stopping his song in mid-lyric. "What kind of plane was it anyway?" "It wasn't a commercial plane, that's for sure. I didn't see anything painted on the side. Man, it sure came out of nowhere." Joe set the staple, tightened the wire, pounded it in with three hard blows. He tested the tightness of the wire by strumming it with his gloved fingers. "It sings better than you," Joe said, and bent down to the